Your performance is one thing. Getting people to come a second time, that's what really, really matters.
And the Canadian Brass has kept people coming back for nearly a half century. That was tuba player Chuck Dellenbach sitting with his brass playing colleagues.
Brandon Ridenour, and I play trumpet.
I'm Jeff Nelson, and I play horn.
I forgot. I'm Gene Watts, and I play trombone.
I'm Chris Colletti, and I play trumpet.
Well, so you're celebrating 40 years as the Canadian Brass. First of all, congratulations to the two of you. You were there at the very beginning.
Thank you.
So how many more years do you think we have of the Canadian Brass?
We think that we passed a critical moment where the Canadian Brass could have had just a certain time span. But I think we passed a critical moment where, at this point, the legendary status of the group and the youth of our new members, it has an opportunity now to really make significant contribution to the future of live performance and the musical world in general.
Gene, so many members have come and gone. What's it like grooming the new members? How do you pick new members?
It's really difficult to find the right people that really will dedicate themselves to an art form such as brass quintet or ensemble playing is, and really make a full-time job of it. So there are a lot of good players, and we've been through several of them. But for some reason, you know, you have to be a wonderful player and want to do what we're doing. You can look at it on one side. It's, you give up a lot and all, but you gain a lot. And it's well worth it.
Well, let's talk to the true trumpet players here. You guys are the newest members, the youngest members of the group. What's it like joining the Canadian Brass?
It's awesome, Chris.
Did you listen to this group when you were growing up as a young trumpet player?
Of course. I mean, I never thought I'd even meet them in person, let alone be playing, you know, with them at all. That's, you know, I'm still sort of getting over that. This is coming out for the first time, by the way.
You're a little starstruck still.
This is Brandon. Yeah, I met them, like Chris, at the Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California. And we got to know each other. They were there for 2 weeks. And then the following summer, I went out and played with them for a few days. Things went well. Yeah. And then here we are now.
I overheard an audience member actually saying, after your Penny Lane solo, "How hard must that be? I wonder how long it took him to learn that."
Many nights without sleep.
And, 20 years.
And practicing, only taking about 2 or 3 breaths an hour. Yeah.
We actually met the fellow that made the original recording. Mason is his name. This was an impossible task when he did it, to play a few measures of the Penny Lane solo. And now it's been turned into a full-length feature piece for Brandon. So when he's playing this Penny Lane, it's probably 20 times more difficult than what was impossible back in Mason's day.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I want to talk to you. You played last night a Paganini selection. Fantastic. It was amazing. Talk to me about playing these warhorse pieces that weren't written for the horn, but what's that like?
Exciting. What a great opportunity to groundbreak new repertoire, which is what Canadian Brass has done and for their whole 40 years. And so we get to be the groundbreakers in creating new repertoire and hear a piece on the radio and go, "Oh, we should do that," you know. And one of the great things, I think, about a 40-year history of a group is the way we select that repertoire and really how many filters it goes through within the group. And then before it gets to a public stage, there's so many filters through it. And this group is just genius-level filtering.
We actually took a masterpiece approach. If we're going to arrange or adapt a piece of music, make sure it's the finest music possible. Meanwhile, in the background, we were commissioning constantly. We have over 80 major compositions that have been written for us. So we have created an opportunity with Canadian Brass. We've made it a legitimate ensemble. We've brought it to the major concert stages. We've played Carnegie Hall. We've played Chicago Orchestra Hall. Now the development can start. Now the music starts filling in. So the opportunity now is to create a repertoire that becomes a core standard repertoire. Wouldn't it be great if we had Beethoven? You know, wouldn't it be great? Yes, and it will happen. But it takes time and energy. And meanwhile, we need to develop an audience that even cares.
Absolutely. Well, we'd love to hear you guys play a little bit.
Oh, we're not going to play, are we?
Here's music from their 1998 CD, All You Need Is Love. That recording includes music by the Beatles, arranged for the Canadian Brass by Chris Dedrick. This is Penny Lane. Canadian Brass with Brandon Ridenour playing piccolo trumpet, performing music by Lennon and McCartney, arranged by Chris Dedrick, Penny Lane. The Canadian Brass stopped by the WFIU studios in February of 2010. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Annie Corrigan.